Hello, kids. No, I'm kidding. Hello, children. Future children of America. No, I'm kidding. Hello, guys. Hey, guys. Chris Work here at Prophet Dave. Here with Luke Filler, Jeff Spencer.
What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
That's better than right over.
Hanging out. I like it. Well, listen, all we're trying to bring you the best content we hope is useful, help you grow your business. And these guys had some good discussions earlier on addendums. So I'm going to let these fellas here take the floor and see if we can't get you guys in the right direction. Jeff?
Look, I know you're new to the business and stuff. Not new to the business, but new to being a construction owner.
Right.
Construction company owner. Have you come across any bids yet that have addendums coming out?
Not yet.
No, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. I've seen the term.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people, you know, new to the business don't really understand or know about addendums, but addendums are, you may have multiple addendums on one project, like in the bidding stages. You know, you may prepare your bid proposal based off of these documents they've given you today. You got, you know, say 80-85% complete plans. You bid that job, which 85% complete drawings, you know, aren't that's
mm-hmm. I've learned that.
Yeah, right. That's a hard bid, you know, scope of work right there.
Yeah.
Well, the engineers are still, you know, working on this thing, and architects, you know, they're working on it, you know, to progress it and get it to where it's a more feasible project for the owner. Whoever the owner may be. Well, after you give your hard numbers, you know, there may be an addendum come out either before you submit that bid or shortly after you submit that bid. Maybe addendum one. Well, they made a few changes. At that point, addendum one overrides every other document that you had previously. Okay. That's why it's important, like when you bid proposals, to always classify in your bid proposal that your bid is based off of documents, which is your drawings. Give your sheet numbers, whatever sheet numbers you're bidding off of. Always list your sheet numbers and the date they was printed, the date they were given to you, or not given to you, but the date they came out. So just like right now, it's the 11th of July.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So if I got a set of drawings today with an addendum on it, these are new drawings and they're dated the 11th of July. That's what my new bid proposal is going to say. This bid is based off of documents presented to me on July 11th, 2022, sheet numbers, C6.0 through C8.2, whatever it may be.
Whatever it may be.
So that way there's no blind areas. Everybody knows exactly what documents you bid off of, what your mm-hmm. bid is based off of. Mm-hmm. So even at doing that, you may get another addendum, addendum two. Addendum two comes out. Always put on your bid that you have recognized and received addendum two. It may not have anything to do with your scope of work, but you still need to recognize, hey, I've seen this addendum. My prices are still good. If it does affect your scope of work, then you revise your bid based off the addendum, the plans date that day, because it's gonna be a new date. Mm-hmm. It may be 7/14/2022, whatever that date may be. Mm-hmm. You revise your sheet numbers, your bid date, I mean your plan date, and revise your bid and resend it.
Yeah.
But every addendum you get that affects your scope of work replaces the addendum before or the original set of drawings. So everything you're doing is based off of addendum two drawings at that point, or addendum two information. So to protect yourself, make sure when you get addendums, you look at them and make sure that it does not comply to your scope of work, or if it does comply to your scope of work, make sure, because sometimes it requires a whole nother takeoff.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, you're starting over. You know, and you may have to start over on a whole project to find out exactly what has changed. And you may not know what's changed until you do a complete takeoff. But that is to protect you and the owner. Last thing you want to do is go into a contractor where you're trying to initiate 1, 2, 3 change orders because you did not review your addendum drawings, but now you've given numbers and they've held your feet to the fire and you're under contract now.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you've lost any leverage you might have if you didn't pay attention on the front end. So,
yeah. Yeah. And so always qualify that stuff, you know, on your bid. You know, let them know that you've seen up to addendum three. There may be addendum five out there, but this is all I'm bidding on is addendum three. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, we really like your numbers, we want to use you. Let me get you the last two addendums, you look at them and revise your bidding, your bid accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question. Is there any opportunity for the contractor in, say, in your shoes, you've bid on three, but you sort of have a gut feeling there's going to be a four or a five. Are you sort of thinking ahead when bidding on three, or are you just strictly looking at what's in front of you?
Well, you see things in the drawings and are like, you know, it doesn't make sense.
Okay. So you're already forward thinking at that point. You're like, I'm trying to cover my ass for what might be coming.
Yeah, even if it's your first go around, like, you know, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a dental come out because you know, what they've got doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, and that's another key point too, you know, it's like, whatever you see, you know, and I call it, you know, contractor logic, you may be able to foresee something that the engineers made a mistake on. Don't bid the job like you see fit. Mm-hmm. You bid according to the drawings that have been given to you at that time.
Okay.
Because everybody else has been on the same drawings.
Same thing.
And so you can bid yourself out of a job in a hurry if you try to start making corrections to the engineer drawings.
I got you.
If nobody corrects them or makes changes, at that point, if you're awarded the contract and then anything is done outside of your scope of work, it'll be a change order.
Right.
And so that's what change orders are for. Because engineers, and I've said this before, engineers and architects, in my opinion, they shouldn't set foot into an office they spent 5 years in the field working.
I heavily agree.
Jeff Spence has been preaching that for a while now.
Yeah. But, you know, engineers are great. They get a good education. But as far as, you know, field experience goes, a lot further than what you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that hold positions right now that calls for a college degree that never did get it because they had the field experience it took
mm-hmm.
to get them to that position.
Yeah.
And so, you know, physically doing the work and understanding the work will get you a lot further than a degree if you don't understand the work you're working on.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Well, fellas, you have anything to add to that?
Luke?
No.
No? Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Always. Luke? Tell us the name of your company one more time.
TriStar Land Solutions, LLC.
That's right. Yes. So if you're in the Middle Tennessee area, that's sort of your service area right now? Yeah. So if you're in Middle Tennessee and looking for some dirt work.
You have a new guy that's got a lot. You know, he's not just a new guy to the field.
No.
He's got over 20 years experience in the grading and excavation business.
Yeah.
So you're not getting a rookie. I mean, you're just getting someone starting a new business.
That's right.
I've been in almost 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's, well, almost 20.
Just a hair over 19.
Yeah.
There you go.
So.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, check them out. Yeah. Profitdig.com. Yeah. Google TriStar Land Solutions.
Yeah.
LLC.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.